The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Aloha! Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Oh my God, it's my favorite hibiscus soap. I love this hibiscus-shaped soap so much that Bubble Genius actually named it after me. It's Bob's favorite hibiscus soap. Go to bubblegenius.com/bob-hibiscus for soap that not only smells like Hawaii, but it massages your hands while you wash. I personally don't use any other hand soap, and I think you'll be hooked too. Only $8 for a 3-pack at bubblegenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's B-O-B-A-N-D-C-H-E-Z, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at bubblegenius.com.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
No, it's going to be fine. It was a party in Vegas. A lot of drugs, a lot of people I don't know. I was there with Crystal Lee and this guy, Paul Brown, who wanted me to invest in a TV show for Crystal. I don't know. It's going to be like a Dallas set in Washington. Stu, what does it matter? Okay. Gus!
Yeah.
The Swiss make an anti-aircraft gun called the Arlecon.
Listen, Charlie, don't forget the limo driver.
What do you mean?
Oh, you took a limo from the casino to the airport, maybe. It's easy enough to track down a limo driver, hand him a subpoena, ask him if anything was going on in the back seat. So, you know, in terms of cleaning up this...
Were you listening at the door?
I wasn't listening at the door.
Were you standing at the goddamn door listening to me? How could you even... That's a thick door! You stood there and you listened to me?
I wouldn't stand at the door. Don't be an idiot. I bugged the scotch bottle.
What?
It's got a little transmitter on it. I got a little thing in my ear. Get past it.
Don't believe this. Who the fuck are you?
It's not my ear right now. Take it easy. I was going to tell you about it, but I'd leave the room for a second because you were getting indicted.
Oh, you're getting indicted. Is there a camera in here?
It's a little paranoid.
We're having fun because we're number one. And the part that makes us smile is making friends all around.
Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Scum! Scum!
It is Thursday, July 23, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska.
Scum!
And that is Chez Pazienza sitting right there.
Yep, you are scum.
I am scum.
I'm telling you, you better start availing yourself of those Second Amendment remedies, brother. Buy yourself a gun, because he's coming. Those people are coming after you.
What a glorious day!
Scum.
Wrong button there. Okay. Oh God damn! I screwed it all up. Let's start this again. I'm looking for the applause button, and here it is. And I just flummoxed the entire beginning of the show.
That's right.
Let's see, where can we pick off on the theme song? We're right in the middle. There we
That's
go.
It.
We'll do it there.
Thanks showing up. Bye.
Good night, everybody. Sometimes my big beefy fingers get all screwed up on the buttons. I hit the wrong button there. So yeah, so it was a
scum
hell of a day with dialing up the radio this afternoon. Actually, in my case, I went to Facebook, and one of our intrepid listeners said that Alex Jones was talking about me.
Scum!
On his show.
Do you have clips of it? I really hope you do.
I've got the audio.
There you go.
I have the audio. And we're gonna play that audio here coming up in a little bit. I mean, we not only have the Alex Jones audio of him talking about me, but we also have... new Dan Bedondi audio that we actually didn't get to last week. I mean, not last week, last Tuesday. And so I have this other clip of audio where he's defending Trump's remarks about John McCain. So it's funny. It's going to be
God,
funny.
God, what a triumvirate of horribleness.
No, we're going to hear.
McCain, actually, I don't hate McCain, but yeah, McCain, Trump, and Bedondi. Bedondi, like, going after McCain just like Trump. Ugh.
See, the thing with Bedondi is Bedondi's got... Bedondi's like this, well, at least he considers himself this uber patriot, but he hates the military. That's what's crazy about it. He just completely hates the military, or at least I should say maybe he distrusts the military.
Yeah, I'm sure it's distrust.
Because as he said on the show, he said the people should have the same armaments as the military has.
It's just that's absolutely insane.
That's just God.
Ugh. This is what we were talking about before the show, right here.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I was telling Bob about how I'm just every time I write, I'm going through serious writer's block right now.
Yeah.
And because one of the reasons why, at least when it comes to writing something that is sort of, you know, about politics, about current events, something where I have to make an argument, because everything I do now starts the same way and ends the same way. It starts with me saying, oh, you know what, I can turn that into something. I'm kind of, I got a good opinion about that. And I sit down and I start, and as I keep writing it, my fingers start hitting the keys harder and harder, and I finally just start yelling, fuck you, and I just close my laptop.
There you go.
Because just the idea that Dan Bidondi, mm-hmm. or anyone really, who has a forum, and by the way, he does, you know, I don't know what his listenership is or viewership or whatever, mm-hmm. but he has a forum, and the idea that he believes that he is espousing this idea that everyone in this country should be armed to the point of being able to take on the United States military, what that would actually be like,
yeah,
the kind of country that would be just – makes me want to down a giant handful of Vicodin.
I mean, can you imagine Dan Bidondi and all of those other Alex Jones minions? Seriously, think about this. All those guys like running around with fully automatic weapons and like because they want everything the military has, like ICBMs.
Rocket launchers.
Right. What could possibly go wrong with like Dan Bidondi having rocket launchers?
Rocket launchers, tanks, and F-18s.
Bear in mind, too, that they believe that there are black helicopters spying on us, black helicopters that don't exist. So these guys are going to be firing off like rocket launchers all over the place, just at invisible enemies, at like shadow people.
Yeah, exactly. That is the sort of that's the sort of anarchy, the kind of just absolute an anarchic nihilism that we would experience.
Yeah.
And we're already experiencing it, and they don't have those kind of arms. When I mentioned that just a second ago, into my head popped the image of Dan Bidondi trying to take off in an F-18 and just just right into the end of the runway.
Trying to do his truthradioshow.com from inside the cockpit of a fighter jet.
You know, cut to stock footage of that scene that they used at the beginning of La Bamba, or like the crash that killed Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper and Richie Valens.
Dan Bidondi here for TruthRadioShow.com. I'm flying at 30,000 feet. It's going so fast. I'm going to hit Mach 1 here in a second. Going to push back the outside of the envelope. Oh, no!
He just crashes. Just explodes in midair.
I mean, exactly. And this is me getting pissed off. The last thing you would ever want to do is give these fucking idiots weapons.
No, yeah, that's just it. These are people who
and
are
they own weapons. They're the people. I got the Second Amendment shall not be infringed.
I think he's held up a .357 Magnum on his show. I think I've got a screen grab. I'm not a gun guy, so I can't properly identify the gun. But it's a gigantic revolver.
The people who are the least suited to care to bear the responsibility that comes with owning weapons uh-huh. are allowed to just own weapons willy-nilly.
Yeah, yeah. And again, Dan Bidondi wants everything the U.S. military has. Everything.
I see shadow threats around every single corner. I jump at my own shadow. I am terrified of everything, and I believe nothing, especially if it's logical and reasonable. Now, please hand me an automatic weapon so that I can shoot at all of those invisible threats.
At all the invisible enemies.
The entire world, seriously, the entire world would be like Los Santos. In Grand Theft Auto 5. It would just be running around just, hooker beatings and everybody gets shot. Everybody gets run over. you know, everybody gets to drive up to Fort Zancudo and steal the fighter.
Yeah.
Fly around in the fighter and start shooting at the buildings.
So we have this audio here of Dan Badani talking about Trump and John McCain. And he also, for some reason, he also works Nelson Mandela in there. I have no idea how he's doing this. And it's also, by the way, a truthradioshow.com road report. So he's in his car again. But thank God his car is stationary. Looks like it's like he's like parked somewhere like in a wooded area. Like he drove his car off the road into the woods.
Dan Badani here reporting from a wooded area. He's sitting in his car in a wooded area. That's not at all creepy.
No.
There's a playground across the street.
Dan Badani here for truthradioshow.com. I drove my car off the road into the forest here in Rhode Island. I'm doing my truth radio show here from a forest. I don't know where I am.
Here's
because the government doesn't want you to be able to go into the forest.
Here's Bionic Dan Badani.
Dan Badani, truthradioshow.com, and I want to weigh in with Donald Trump's comments about Nelson Mandela and John
weigh
McCain.
In, get it? Weigh in. Because he's, you know, he's like sort of big and a wrestler.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, he's this.
A ground and pound beast mode monster in your face, one ass kicking maniac.
Maniac. I'm one ass kicking
right
maniac.
The maniac.
Yeah. The maniac. He loves the maniac.
Senator John McCain. But anyway, Nelson Mandela.
Oh, yeah,
first
yeah,
of
yeah.
All,
wait. He gets all snarky about John McCain's title. He's like, I want to talk about Donald Trump and John McCain. Oh, Senator John McCain.
Are you implying that somehow he's not actually a senator? Are you putting air quotes around it?
Yes, he's doing the quotes.
Senator John McCain. But anyway, Nelson Mandela, first of all, Donald Trump is 100% correct on Nelson Mandela. And for anybody to call him a hero, a revolutionary, sure.
How did we get to Nelson Mandela?
I don't know. He's evidently, Dan Badani's heard a quote from Donald Trump about Nelson Mandela, you know, from 1983 or something.
I'm just asking, just curious. It seems like all of a sudden we went from Senator John McCain to Nelson Mandela.
I know. That's quite a left-hand turn, isn't it? But, of course, it's Dan Badani.
He replaced a tyrannical regime, but even with a worse tyrannical regime. I mean, him and his wife were evil. And for anybody to put that flag at half-staff for that son of a bitch, okay, you should be ashamed of yourself. How dare you use our flag for a tyrannical son of a bitch? Then now you have, excuse the language, it just makes me so pissed off.
There he is. There's the catching himself. I love it when he does that.
Tyrannical son of a bitch and Bob Dob. Oh, I'm sorry about the language. I said that bad. Said bad things.
When I say bad things, Mom comes up into the attic and she whips me and washes my mouth out with soap, lava, usually.
Then she scrubs me with the pumice stone.
Mm, the pumice stone, right.
And all of those things.
Now you have John
McCain. She scrubs my bad parts with the pumice stone.
Kane. Oh, here's a war hero. The media brings up his service record. Oh, this guy should be treated with respect. You know what? Screw that with respect, okay? He's a disgrace. John McCain is a disgrace to the uniform, a disgrace to the armed services. And maybe he had some kind of war hero record, whatever.
Oh, God. Some kind of war hero record, whatever. This is the same guy who last week, and in fact a week ago today, said on our show basically whatever about Reagan getting shot. John McCain had some sort of war hero record, whatever.
I feel like there's a possibility that the problem with my writer's block might be this much Badani in my life.
Yeah.
Just the possibility that his stupidity is so infectious,
yeah,
that it's just like it somehow wormed its way into my ear, like, and you know, it's like a bug, like in Star Trek Wrath of Khan. Yeah, it's a big white blobby creature in my body, into my body.
There's like a Dan Badani shaped leech that's gotten into your brain and is just feeding your life force out of your brainstem.
It's eating my brain.
It's making this noise. It's going, yum, yum, yum. I like all of Chez's things. I'm eating all of Chez's things and creativity and things. Giving him writer's block. Yum, 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 things.
But that's gone. Okay, he's not a hero no more. And I'll tell you why. This guy is a tyrannical son of a bitch.
And he just got
another tyrannical son of a bitch.
Yes, everyone's a tyrannical son of a bitch. Oh. Nelson Mandela, tyrannical son of a bitch. John McCain, tyrannical son of a bitch.
Colonel Sanders, he says, you know, an entire chicken. The entire chicken consists of five pieces. But when you get half chicken, it's only two pieces. That's not half of five. That's tyrannical. That's tyrannical.
The tyrannical son of a bitch. Oh, I'm sorry. I used that word.
It's funny. I just said that as if he can do math.
Right. Dan Bedani has an abacus.
Five. And then just take away the two and a half. Okay, that comes up with two. I did it.
I don't know too much about Trump, but the thing is, he's ran for president the last two times, and...
No.
No, he hasn't.
No, it was his first time, Dan.
Again, I don't even... He just said it right there. I don't know too much about him, but I'll say this anyway. And you're wrong about it, by the way. Do you not get it, dude? Because I get, he's probably listening to this. You're wrong about everything.
Everything.
Even the littlest thing, yeah. You f*** up.
I called him on
And it's starting to bother me that we're obsessing on this.
Yeah,
I'm finally at that point.
We did, though, to our in our defense, we did have about, I don't know, we had 3 months of Bedondi-free shows there for a while.
This is true. Yeah, this is true. So.
We're coming back in full force, though. We're spending those dollars.
Got a big following, then backed out. Why? I don't know. It doesn't even matter. Donald Trump is...
The thing is, I don't know.
Something tells me that that's the phrase that you most often hear Dan say in everyday life.
The thing is, I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. It's what he said his entire life. Dan, what is half of five?
The thing is, I don't know.
Tell him the truth. But we're out about out of time here. Dan Bedondi, truthradioshow.com.
Okay. Well, there. Dan Bedondi's solved everything.
Thank God.
You know, he really does. I mean, he has nothing but contempt for the military. John McCain sat in a bamboo cage. He can't lift his arms above about halfway.
Yeah.
Because he was...
Five years. 5 years the guy was the... like, I was in a bamboo cage.
Unbelievable.
Playing Russian roulette with the Viet Cong.
Yeah.
Getting slapped in the face while somebody screams Didi Mao at him.
Right. We still have this clip of Alex Jones where he's talking about me. Just completely loses his schmodoinkle all over me on his show this morning.
Oh, wow. That's a beautiful thing. That's the single creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Plus we got Ben Carson in the news, Trump, of course, Jeb Bush, and oh my God, MSNBC is in... Well, MSNBC is in a state of flux again, like always. Got to take a break. Back with more show right after this. Okay, let's talk Patreon. In case you're just joining us, we're rallying all of our listeners to sponsor our little podcast here. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll give you new full-length shows every weekday. Meanwhile, if you pledge $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, you'll not only help finance the show, but you'll also get Patreon-only rewards, such as our post-mortem show, our drunken after-party podcast, and for $15 per month, you'll get all of that, plus a commercial-free, unbleeped version of our full-length Tuesday and Thursday shows. If everyone listening right now pledged just $1 a month, that's 12 cents per show, we'd far exceed our goal. Go right now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you for your support.
Genius Bob and Chez Show.
All right. It's Thursday, our Thursday show. Mother told me, yes, she told me. Thank you for joining us today. Really, really appreciate it. So we've got some election news here coming up. And this actually, you know what? I'm going to save the Ben Carson item from the election news for our final segment of the show today.
Because it'll put us to sleep.
Well, it'll put us to sleep. It also sets up the Alex Jones thing. Because it's the Ben Carson Planned Parenthood remarks, which I then wrote about for Salon, which then Alex Jones commented upon, which I am now going to be, after we wrap up the show, I'm going to be writing a response to Alex Jones for Salon.
That makes sense.
So it starts out, Ben Carson.
So is Salon aware that I assume they are?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I told them. Yeah, and then I also said, do you mind if I write a response to Alex Jones? And they said, sure, enthusiastically. So I just want to, I just want to become like, just like the bee in his bonnet. I just want to torment that guy. Just jab him in his chubby little puffy face. His prematurely aged face. By the way.
Yeah, but you know what, though? He's lost some weight.
Yeah, that's right. With Super Vitality Mail. So we'll have that audio in a little bit. Alex Jones. All right. So, we got to just dive into the rest of our election news because that's all very important. Okay, I think the biggest election news story of the day, well, there's two stories, but the main one is Trump, as always. Trump, earlier in the day, threatened to run as a third-party candidate.
And that's the next step in the process, where he is just, that is going to destroy the Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
If he does that.
Yep. Yep. And it's,
I mean, that's, he's holding them hostage. Either they be nice to him and, give him some support, or he's just going to them in 2016.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, it would, whoever the Democratic nominee would be, that they would win by a landslide, because he would take away so many votes from the Republican nominee. I mean, it would be worse, I think, than when Ross Perot ran as a third-party candidate. I think
Reince Priebus would have him killed. Would, take out a hit on Trump.
Yes, Cantina Alien Reince Priebus would send Greedo after him. And that would be it for Trump. Greedo would shoot him right in his hair. And that, his life force would be gone right out of his head. So then he said this morning, the RNC has not been supportive. They were always supportive when I was a contributor. I was their fair-haired boy.
Man, that's pretty good.
The RNC has been, I think, very foolish. So many people, he said, want him to run as a third-party candidate. Quote, I'll have to see how I'm being treated by the Republicans. Absolutely, if they're not fair, that would be a factor. So that, he's just got...
You got a nice party here. Shame if something happened to it.
That's right. He's got a gun to their head. And it
is
a,
of course he does.
It is a beautiful thing.
Oh yeah, he is absolutely. This is it. This is their creation. Yep. He is the embodiment of everything. He is the embodiment, the id, this is the creature that they hath wrought.
Yes, that's right. It started
this
out.
This is the logical. This is the logical conclusion of everything they've done and every kind of pandering they've been up to, and just this is them. This is them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like making predictions on elections, but Donald Trump has a serious chance to become the nominee, because I don't see how any of these other guys can top him. I mean, do you really think that Jeb Bush or Scott Walker can overtake someone with the crazy strength of Donald Trump?
Yeah. Oh, I know what you were about to say. Good for you. Yeah. Good for you.
Crazy strength is what I said.
Right. I agree with you. I mean, he's going to continue to dominate the news cycle, mm-hmm. and that's something that we talked about last election.
Right.
Where I made that back when I was making points and making arguments and wasn't didn't want to freaking put a gun to my head. I said it's become the way news cycles have become in terms of how politics work. They are, it's essentially a game of musical chairs. Whoever happens to have the upper hand narrative, by the time by the time Election Day rolls around, that's the person who wins. You know, I mean, in other words, whoever's in charge right now, it doesn't really matter at all. Whoever's leading the polls, because at any minute something can change. But the thing is with Donald Trump is that he dominates the news cycle because he's mm-hmm. constantly willing to say something completely new and insane
yeah.
to hold the cycle. That's just hold the narrative.
He gets it. He gets how TV works. He gets how news works, and he's just playing it. And it's because of his experience as kind of a showman, as someone who's had his own TV show, spent a lot of time in that universe. So he knows how to play this for all it's worth. And none of the other candidates, quite frankly, have that same level of savvy. Now, my biggest concern, though, is that he's going to set this precedent where, you know, 4 years from now, And hopefully it's just on the Republican side. But 4 years from now, we'll have a few Trumps. We'll have a few Trump-style candidates. Then maybe 4 years after that, a couple more. Don't feed them after midnight, and for God's sake, don't get them wet.
Yeah, this is
because
how the
they're going to multiply.
This is how the idiocracy arrives. Yeah. I mean, it's already pretty much there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is how it really... You know, and I think, again, I think that might, you know, just on a personal note, I think that might be part of what has burned me out so mm-hmm. badly, is that I think we finally reached that point where I can't even try to feel a little bit hopeful about this election.
Mm, right.
You know, there's nobody in it who I'm like, yeah, you know, I mean, look, Bernie's awesome, but Bernie's not going to win. And I wouldn't support him for president anyway. I think it requires a more deft touch in terms of working with a lot of different kinds of people.
Yeah.
I do like Hillary. I do, but I feel we're moving toward a point where everybody's going to be a Trump, where everybody's just going to – when you're dealing with people who refuse to acknowledge reality, that person is bulletproof.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who won't play by your rules and who can't, you know, you can't win an argument with them because they won't accept the same reality you do. Mm-hmm. That person is absolutely bulletproof. No matter who the hell gets up there, Jeb Bush or Scott Walker or whomever, you know, gets up there and starts arguing in a debate situation, debate format with Donald Trump, no matter what points they make, it's not going to matter because he's just going to go, oh, you know, I'm smarter than you and you're an idiot. You know, you're a loser and that's it. And it's like there's no way around that.
Nope, definitely not. Yeah, and he's just – what he's done is he's tossed aside the rules and the traditions of how you run for president. And that's been going on for a while now. I mean, the Republicans have been slowly moving away from how you act politically – and be acceptable on the national stage. And Trump doesn't care. Trump is putting on a show. He's marketing a product, and that product is Trump. And so he's using the tools of marketing that he's familiar with, which is basically the tabloid tools, basically the tabloid style. Any press is good press, so I might as well say things that will get me press and then also pander to everyone who wants to hear the real straight talk.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing.
And his real straight talk is nonsensical. It's nonsensical. It's contradictory. None of it could happen.
Yeah.
You know, all the things he promises, no way. He couldn't do any of it.
Oh, of course not.
Not a thing. And yet, but it doesn't matter.
Nope.
I mean, you have absolute morons out there
mm-hmm.
who, you know, the press interviews them and, you know, why do you support Trump? Oh, he just tells it like it is. You know, I like somebody who stands up and isn't afraid to shake things up.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but any idiot can just say whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can do that.
Of course. Of course. You have to say things that you're actually going to be able to do. And certainly you're going to oversell. That's fine. What Trump is doing, though, is Trump is offering rainbows and unicorns. And, you know, I thought Rand Paul was going to be the crazy thing promiser this time around. But welcome, Trump. And thank you, sir. Thank you and your stupid wig.
Exactly. But I think what's really fascinating is the way, you know, the rising tide lifts all boats. The rising crazy makes everybody else have to up their game.
Yeah.
And that's why you've got Rand Paul. If nothing else, I may disagree with him, but at least he was a quote-unquote serious candidate, as candidates on the right go.
Yeah, and it also shows...
As modern Republican candidates go. And he's now sawing the tax code in half with a chainsaw.
Unbelievable.
And Lindsey Graham is beating his phone with a golf club.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I mean, the Graham thing was funny, But, you know, as a response to crazy is maybe I guess you got no other choice but to be just as silly.
Yeah.
But, God, look at that. We have people running for president, and this is their behavior.
Now, let me ask you this.
There's no gravitas. There's no, look, you know what, man, I'm gonna get out there, and I'm going to do what's best for the country. And this is how I'm going to do it, and it's going to be smart. There's none of that. There's no, like, here's some real policy for you. Here's some. It's just people doing crazy shit.
Yeah, yeah. And the question is, which Republican presidential candidate is going to be the first to stick a car toy in their butt?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the real question.
It's awesome. What a great comparison. It's Jackass.
Yeah.
This is now an episode of Jackass.
Yeah. That's a car toy.
At least Jackass is funny, right?
All right, we're going to take another break and come back with more show right after this.
Hey, folks, conspiracy theorist and radio show host Alex Jones here to tell you about a brand new diet plan that I've been using, and you should too. It's not a product of the Illuminati, the New World Order, Raytheon, Bechtel, IBM, the Bilderbergs, or the shape-shifting lizard people from outer space. It's a fine product from the folks at Super Vitality Mail, and it works. Say hello to Super Vitality Males, punch yourself in the scrotum diet plan. And here's how it works. For a low monthly subscription fee of $12,000 a month, Super Vitality Male will send you weekly techniques for bashing the living hell out of your balls. Now you might be thinking, ow, that's gotta hurt. Almost as much as when Obama uses tiny airplanes and helicopters to move the tornadoes all around. Sure, it might hurt for a few minutes, but after that, your testes develop a resistance to the punching, and they actually begin to manufacture vast quantities of what Super Vitality Male scientists call skinny juice. That'll both increase your vitality and shed those unwanted pounds. Allow me to demonstrate using my sidekick, Dan Badondi.
I'm InfoWars groom Dan Badondi, and now I'll punch myself in the scrotum to prove that punch yourself in the scrotum really works. Ow! 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 Yikes! Ow! Ow! I think I have to go to the hospital. I feel skinny already in all of those dings. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was a damn witch.
That's right, Dan. You look dynamite. Now go eat your applesauce.
Can I take the cork off the fork?
No, sir. Yes, punch yourself in the scrotum really works. Check out my before and after photos. See that? Sure, you can't actually see the before and after pictures because this is radio. But trust me, I got the documents right here. I'm down to my high school wrestling weight in 60 days, thanks to Super Vitality Male's Punch Yourself in the Scrotum system. Go to InfoWars.com/scrotum and use the promo code I'm a sucker. Order today.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go.
Scrotum.
Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
Second half of the show is brought to you by the BobSeska.com Amazon link. If you shop at Amazon, enter the site using our link just below the logo at BobSeska.com, and we get a small commission from everything you buy. It costs you nothing, and it helps support the show. Thank you in advance. And also, big thanks to our spectacular affiliates, LittleGreenFootballs.com and the Huffington Post. Thank you for your support. Okay, so moving along here, I guess more election news. We've got Jeb Bush has a proposal for Medicare. And he's...
Kill everyone over the age of 65.
It's basically that.
It's great. I'm telling you, everybody now is going to have like these Trump-like plans. I'm going to kill everyone over the age of 65 except for me.
I'm going to use cyanide. I'm going to use whatever it's at my disposal.
It's going to be poison gases. I think, is the most efficient way. I found that out in one of my... And by the way, they're going to die a very classy death. It's going to be the classiest, most beautiful death you've ever seen.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little marble, and I'm going to stick it between the eyes, take a hammer, whack the marble. Marble goes into the brain, instant death. That's razzle-dazzle. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush said Wednesday that we ought to phase out Medicare, the federal program that provides health insurance to Americans once they're 65. Quote, we need to make sure we fulfill the commitment to people that have already received the benefits, that they're receiving the benefits. I don't know what that means. We need to make sure we fulfill the commitment to people that have already received the benefits, that they are receiving the benefits.
All right, whatever.
He's the smart one.
There we go again. I'm telling you, it's just, it's like an X-Men. when Magneto uses that machine based on Rogue's power, mm-hmm. to where it just that big giant ball of energy is created, and everyone within it is infected by the same thing, the same mutant power. That's exactly what Trump is.
Yeah.
He's got his hands on the balls on like this gigantic ball of stupid energy. Is just going out all across the Republican Party.
And so Jeb Bush says, we need to make sure we fulfill the commitment to people that have already received the benefits that are receiving the benefits. Got to go get the papers, get the papers. The guy from Goodfellas is everything twice. But we need to figure out a way to phase out this program for others and move to a new system that allows them to have something, because they're not going to have anything. Oh, my God. I can't believe he just said that. And in the most grammatically awkward way possible, I might add.
I'm not dumb like everyone says. I'm smart.
Smart. Yeah, okay, Fredo.
Smart.
When the Bush brothers were all born, were their umbilical cords like strangling them as they were coming out? I mean, is there something seriously wrong with these people?
Probably. Yeah, I think so.
I think.
To answer your question.
I think when Jeb Bush let all the air out of his head, it actually damaged his brain. Like, his brain suffered from, like, what is it? What is it called? Apoxia? When the brain doesn't have enough oxygen? Hypoxia. See, what happened was, I don't know if you noticed, but Jeb Bush has lost some weight, and it looks like his head has gotten smaller. He just unplugged the balloon under his, like, the balloon knot under his chin, and went... and now he looks like this, and he can't form a convincing sentence to save his life. And now he wants to also phase out Medicare. Good God.
I think that look, you know what? Here's the problem. I am very well aware of the fact that while we've talked about this recently, at least I have, that while our bubble is not as hermetically sealed as the Fox News people, you know, we do live kind of inside the bubble. So it's very tough sometimes to tell exactly what the general mood of America is, although, again, we've been sort of like split off into all of these different niches now with the advent of social media and so on. But I kind of feel like there has been a sort of sea change over the past few years toward more liberal projects. And I see that coming from Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. In other words, I don't think people are really – well, they were never willing to let anybody put Medicare in the chopping block.
Right.
But I really think the Republicans are crazy, any Republican, if they start thinking about, you know what, people are going to be all right if we just get rid of that. They're fucking bananas.
Right. Yeah. And I think, please, someone get some oxygen to Mr. Bush. I think he's desperate for oxygen. Are his lips turning purple? They have to be by now. We're going to take a one last break and come back and play this clip of Alex Jones talking about me right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius. Doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Really?
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
That's my favorite thing in the world when I play a song and I get that reaction from Chez. Just the big, really? What the F?
Give me what you can.
The Hooters.
The Hooters. Philadelphia's the Hooters. Oh, yeah. This song reminds me so much of ninth grade. They used to do the morning announcements, and this was the theme song for the morning announcements at my high school. Get it day by day, morning announcements every day. All right, so Ben Carson was talking about Planned Parenthood, this Planned Parenthood video, which is just utter effing nonsense. The whole thing is a hoax. And now everything, all these Republican legislators are introducing defund Planned Parenthood legislation. They're, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, wants to indict members of Planned Parenthood for, you know, selling fetus organs on the black market. When they're
That's
really
right.
not.
He'll be taken care of as soon as the military takes over Texas.
So, yeah, I guess we don't have to worry about him.
He really is a moron.
Yeah, Greg Abbott is
like a genuinely stupid person.
And, you know, no, he doesn't get any attention. And he's an idiot. He is a crazy person. He's sending out the Texas State Guard to monitor Jade Helm. He's going to go around arresting Planned Parenthood people for allegedly harvesting and selling organs. When in fact that's
of course
not
they're
what
not.
Doing. Right. They're not doing that. It's God effing awful, these people. There's a congressional, the House Committee on Energy and Commerce is doing investigations based on this fake video. Fake. So soporific Ben Carson was asked about Planned Parenthood the other day on a conservative radio show. And Ben Carson went full Alex Jones.
I find that kind of staggering, too, that a sitting...
That's the radio host, by the way.
...president would invoke the blessings of God upon the death industry. I have trouble processing that.
Look, you wonder if he actually knows the history of Planned Parenthood. And Margaret Sanger, who was trying to eliminate black people.
Yes.
I mean, that was the whole purpose of it.
No, Ben Carson. Sorry.
Where the hell do you get that?
Yeah. Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, want to eliminate black people. Like, I'm going to eliminate the fact that you're awake right now.
Wow, what mixed emotions that must be for the listeners of that particular show. Well, you know, I mean, on the one hand, we hate Planned Parenthood, but, you know, eliminating black people, that's not such a bad idea.
Not bad, but, you know, maybe we ought
to... We kind of got to back that.
Let's reconsider this Planned Parenthood thing. Okay, so where does this come from? This comes from an Alex Jones conspiracy theory. And obviously, like we explained to Dan Bedondi, misquoted information. What he's basically doing is Ben Carson's repeating what Alex Jones has done. Alex Jones did a Black Lives Matter rally outside Planned Parenthood because he believes, as clearly does Ben Carson as well, that Planned Parenthood is all about, you know, committing genocide against black people. Because black fetuses are also aborted at Planned Parenthood.
Right.
Right. Get it? And they base this theory, this ridiculous conspiracy theory, off of a letter that Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, wrote in 1939, in which she wrote, this is the quote that was on Infowars.com on the rally page for the Black Lives Matter rally, which wasn't about Black Lives Mattering. It was all about Alex Jones mattering and wanting to demonize Planned Parenthood. But this is the quote they use on that page, and this is ground zero for everything they have to say about Planned Parenthood wanting to eliminate black people. The quote is, "We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population." That's the quote. But, of course, if you look at it in its full context, and it's right there on the internet. I got the documents right here. Yeah. It's the quote is, "The minister's work is also important, and he should be trained." She's talking about a black minister here. "Perhaps by the Federation as to our ideals and the goal that we hope to reach. We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members." Do you get what she is saying here? There was a rumor, a suspicion going around that birth control was a plot against black people. And what she was trying to do is she was trying to conduct outreach to the African-American community using an African-American minister to say, no, we're not trying to commit genocide against black people. We're trying to help. We're trying to provide you with, you know, easy access to contraception. And that's what she was doing. But Alex Jones has used this and blown this up into this giant conspiracy theory. Right.
It's like one of those movie review blurbs where they're like, you know, "What a stunning waste of time and piece of shit. Stunning," says so-and-so.
That's right. That's exactly what that is. Alex Jones is selling hooey. And people are buying it because these so-called free thinkers, these people who question authority, are buying everything he says, hook, line, and sinker. Singer.
That's the beauty of it. You don't question authority. I mean, you question authority. You question everything, every official narrative, and yet you listen wholeheartedly. You will fall hook, line, and sinker for every idiotic thing that comes out of the mouth of a fucking boob like Alex Jones.
That's right. And here's Alex Jones on his show this morning. This is right at the top of his show today, Thursday. And he had a few things to say about me. I wrote about this Ben Carson thing for Salon and just called it out as being absolute fiction. And the further merging of the GOP with the Alex Jones universe. Alex Jones didn't like to hear that.
Awesome. Greg Abbott basically investigating and looking at criminal indictments of Planned Parenthood for selling baby parts. We've got other governors doing it. Of course, leading this is Rand Paul. With the original call for it. So,
such awfulness. It's a fake video. I mean, the person in it is real, but it was selectively edited to make it sound like something untoward is happening and nothing illegal is occurring. Nothing. They are donating organs and they are being compensated. Organs, by the way, that will help save lives. Otherwise, what? Does Alex Jones want these organs tossed in the garbage? Is that what they want? Greg Abbott tossed the fetus organs in the garbage? Or do they want it to go to help save lives? To cure Parkinson's and Alzheimer's? Things like that.
Do you want to see, I mean, seriously, would anybody really fault me for being burned out? We have an entire American party that has created this rallying call in defense of this you know, because of this tape that's absolute crap.
It is.
It's just bullshit.
It really, really is. It is.
And that's all it takes now. All you got to do is you don't have to tell the truth. You just have to tell people what they want to hear.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Here's more Alex Jones. He really gets into it now.
There's leadership. There's statesmanship right there. Rand Paul spearheaded the effort starting last week to defund Planned Parenthood. It's coming up next week in Congress. The GOP is now moving, thanks to the leadership of Rand Paul, Greg Abbott, our listeners, and others, Drudge Report covering it, to defund Planned Parenthood. How does the establishment respond? MSNBC, Salon, Media Matters. They are now saying the Planned Parenthood video is a hoax.
Because
so
it
wait,
is.
Wait a minute. Wait. Stop 1 second.
Yeah.
Alex Jones, who says that everything is a hoax.
That's right. Yeah.
Is actually decrying someone else saying that something that is legitimately a hoax is not.
Exactly.
Or everyone else saying that it is a hoax.
I mean, bear in mind, these are the people who think the drought is caused by abortion, and yet the climate crisis is made up.
Wow, dude.
Bear in mind that. But I'm also glad to hear that I'm part of the establishment now, so that's kind of an honor.
Good for you.
Heard me right, and it's not real. Then they go on to admit it's real, but say our interpretation's a hoax, and then get this, they say Margaret Sanger was not racist. And I guess Hitler loved Jews, too, right? Conspiracy theorists have hijacked the GOP. What happens when Trump, Cruz, and Carson start following Alex Jones' lead? And then they go in there and say, there's no Planned Parenthood baby part sales.
Because there isn't. By the way, he just read the headline for my Salon piece. But there isn't any baby part sales going on.
Of course there isn't.
It's all donations. For God's sake. Jesus Christ, these people.
And Margaret Sanger's good. Kansas and Missouri call for...
By the way, that's how whatever his show fades out like that when it goes to commercial. I have no idea why that is. But now we're picking up. This we're picking up now a few minutes later.
Investigation of Planned Parenthood.
So basically, he's still ranting as he goes to commercial? Like, yes. It just fades?
Yeah, they just fade him out. It's like, you think Margaret Sanger is not a racist? I think that's crazy.
So that's even his producers are just like, he's just going to keep going.
He's going to keep going. I just may as well fade this out. We need to do a commercial sometime and just fade him out. He won't notice.
Among questions about aborted fetuses being sold. And then how does White House talking point repeater station Salon put it?
White House talking point repeater station.
It's that repeater station. It's that repeating device. A repeater station. That's a thing. Totally.
Yeah.
White House talking point repeater station. Talking about what?
This would be so funny if the producers just would randomly fade him out.
That would be, oh my God, that'd be beautiful.
The establishment, MSNBC, Salon.com. And
all right, let's continue.
Conspiracy theorists have hijacked the GOP. What happens when Trump, Cruz, and Carson start following Alex Jones's lead?
He's so mature, isn't he?
What a child.
What a mature guy.
And they go on to say it's a hoax. There is no Planned Parenthood, and that Margaret.
I never said there was no Planned Parenthood. What is he? He just lied right there. I never wrote that there was no such thing as Planned Parenthood. What the f is that?
He probably cut himself off. I do that all the time too. If you can't tell by my constant stammering like an idiot.
Yeah.
Banger basically loved black people.
I never said that Margaret Sanger basically loved black people either. Margaret Sanger was admittedly into, and weirdly, into eugenics. But she spent a great part of her time reaching out to the African-American community. She was ostracized from the eugenics community because of it. So that's a fact. You can go and look that up. You have all the documents. You must have that information.
You got the documents.
Got the documents right here. I got the documents. I'm going to show up right here.
That's the new bit. The new bit. The slow fade, Alex Jones.
I mean, this Bob Seska is like a dark satire comedy writer.
It's you.
I'm a dark satire comedy writer.
You should totally put that. Like, if you ever have to go to a convention or anything where you wear a name tag, hello, my name is Bob Seska, dark satire comedy writer.
This guy here, Bob. Seska is a dark satire comedy writer.
That'd be a fun running gag, won't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, this Bob Seska is like a dark satire comedy writer. I mean... Next, he's going to say the moon is made out of cheese. I mean, Margaret Sanger.
You know, wow. I just.
Holy shit. Just the idea that he would say that, though.
Yeah.
Because it's exactly the kind of thing you would expect to hear from him.
Yeah, that's right.
Moon actually is made out of cheese. By the way, we never landed there in 1969.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, the moon landing isn't real. When you believe crazy things, people start to wonder about whether everything, even the normal things you believe, the things that you defend, how can you do that?
This guy, Bob Seska, thinks the moon is made out of cheese. At least that's what the shape-shifting lizard people from outer space told me.
He thinks that the moon is made out of cheese. It's not. Everybody knows it's actually made out of Velveeta.
Oh, I know. It's a giant Rice Krispie ball up there.
He thinks the moon is made out of cheese. They all know the moon doesn't exist.
This guy, Bob Seska.
Got awards from Hitler, gave awards from Hitler. Her letters in her own hand are public at major universities saying, we can't let the blacks know we want to exterminate the weeds.
See, now he's going to that quote again, and that quote is erroneous. It's taken out of context, and I think anyone with a brain in their head is going to see that quote and know exactly what she was talking about, except for Alex Jones.
To hire all the black leaders and call ourselves liberal, and then you sit there saying she's a wonderful feminist. You people are sick.
Did I sit there? I didn't say anything about Margaret Sanger being a wonderful feminist.
Please ISO that.
What's
you
that?
You people are sick.
You people are sick. That's right. I'll just add that right next to Alex Jones saying,
scum!
You people are sick. That's good. I like that one.
You really are sick. Planned Parenthood admits those videos are real.
No, they don't. They didn't admit that.
Wow.
Jesus.
And claims it doesn't represent them, and you don't care. You prey on your cult readers,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
who would drink cyanide Kool-Aid if they were ordered to.
Yep, that's what I'm going to do. That's my next column for Salon. All right, everybody, get together. We're all going to have some cyanide Kool-Aid. That's what I'm going to do.
God, the deflection on this is just amazing.
It really is amazing.
He essentially is describing himself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely right.
And tell him that we're live.
What did you just like belched right there in the middle of that sentence?
It was he's turned into Rick from Rick and Morty. Some people out there will get that.
Tell them that. Yep. And tell them that we're live.
He really is. Please, anybody, this Sunday night, Rick and Morty season 2 comes back. That's exactly the way he talks.
And tell them they're liars. I'd like to see the transcript. Like, how do they, on the transcript, how they spell the, this is priceless.
And tell them that we're liars.
Oh my God.
You people are sick. You're sick.
Sick.
This is the publication calling for me to be arrested or shut off the air. They're totalitarians.
Totalitarians. Yeah. Well, I, for one, never wrote that he should be arrested and taken off the air. Yeah. Maybe someone else at Salon wrote that. But I certainly didn't.
I'd be arrested. I'd be awesome if we were taken off the air.
Oh, God.
Tell them these lies.
What the hell was that?
Season 2 of Rick and Morty, Sunday night.
Oh, my God.
I'm a dark satire comedy writer.
You are.
I write for White House Talking Point Repeater Station.
But can you see, we start the show with Dan Bedani and the show with Alex Jones. It's basically the same guy with two different voices. You know, he's got the, like, Dan Bedani does the sarcastic. Dan's been doing, like, the Bob and Chess, the Bubble Genius, Bob and Chess, or Senator John McCain. And then,
well, you just know when he does the Bubble Genius thing, he, like, he, you know, he sort of, like, does the limp wrist affectation to go with it.
Yeah, yeah. Because somehow the name of a soap company automatically makes us gay. Did you see the comment that I saw on Twitter today from a guy on Twitter called Ding Dong Bundy?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, Ding Dong Bundy.
Did you read? I clicked over and read some of that conversation, where that came from. Wow, that guy's a f***ing peach.
Yeah, he really is, isn't he? He's good people. He's good people is what he is. He said, Ding Dong Bundy on Twitter said, accused... one of our listeners saying that you're probably one of them f***ing f***s from the Bob and Chez show. Tell us how you really think, Ding Dong Bundy.
You know, not one of them. There's only one here, and it's me. So.
Yeah. That's true. By the way, there's also an article in Infowars.com written by, I almost said Paul Thomas Anderson. Paul Joseph Watson, is it? Is that the, that's the, like, the second in command after Alex Jones? It's Paul Joseph Watson, yeah. Just really laid into me there in InfoWars. Okay. Seska is so obsessed with writing hit pieces about Jones's radio rants. Also says, Seska's verbal diarrhea serves to remind us why Salon is a complete laughingstock that is only taken seriously by batshit crazy radical feminists, unhinged social justice warriors, and political correctness obsessed leftists.
Wow, okay. Well, you know what? Up until recently, I might have been with him.
All right, folks, have a great weekend. We'll see you on the after party tomorrow. Bye-bye.